Hello, hello. Welcome to the Embodying Greatness podcast. My name is Chris Delgado. And in this week's episode, I'm going to talk to you about 7 characteristics of a transformational leader and how to develop these characteristics and why it's important to recognize that leadership is a skill that can be improved just like any other skill. So I'm going to jump right in. I was diving deep into this conversation after a weekend training that a good friend of mine, Barry Warren, was having called the Master's Course. And it got me thinking about leadership in general. And so these are 7 characteristics that I believe all transformational leaders, I'm going to say, should embrace. So number 1 is being open to new thinking. I think that transformational leaders are constantly, or should constantly, be open to innovation wherever it may arise. They constantly look for opportunities to do things differently and are always open to new ideas, no matter where those ideas may present themselves. So I think that stepping into transformational leadership, or I'm going to say conscious leadership, one of the key factors is always being open to new thinking. And I'm going to expand that and be open to hearing other people's ideas. Okay, so that also is going to then jump into what number 2 is, which is being a committed or active listener. It's not enough for transformational leaders to request or even inspire other people. They also need to make their team feel bold enough to share those ideas. I love this concept. Okay, I'm going to read that again. It's not only enough for transformational leaders or conscious leaders to request or inspire their teams, but they also need to make their teams feel secure, bold, powerful, confident enough to share their ideas with them. You know, we've all heard that in being a great leader, you look for what's out and you put it into the space. So sometimes that looks like coming up with the ideas. Sometimes that looks like listening to other people's ideas and inspiring other people and being that safe space for people to come to you. Conscious leaders get to hear ideas with an open mind and respond without judgment and commit to active or committed listening or developing those techniques so that their team members feel seen, understood, respected, so that they can inspire others to share their thoughts without censoring themselves. The next one is having a talent for broadening not only your mind, but other people's minds. Okay, conscious leaders often involve shifting people's views on how things should work. So it's necessary to understand the rationale behind people's current mindsets so that they can support in shifting their thinking, create new possibilities in someone else's listening so that it moves them forward in their life, which is enrollment. It's the definition or the distinction of enrollment. I think the next one is having a tolerance for intelligent risks. No transformation happens without the risk of quote unquote failure. Okay, now I'm going to use that word failure on purpose, even though I know some of you are going to say, well, there is no failure, there's only feedback. Yes, I get it. And I'm going to define failure in this instant as going for something and not having it happen. You obviously wanted it to happen or you wouldn't go for it. So again, understanding that transformation happens and there's always going to be risk involved, or we say the risks I'm willing to take are the prices I'm willing to pay for having the things that I want to create on this planet. Okay, so a transformational leader needs to be willing to consider those risks and, you know, what they might be for the future of the project or the organization or the team. If the benefits of an idea outweigh the risks, then the leader has to be willing to pursue it further than it seems feasible. Okay, the leader also has to recognize when the risk is too great and come up with a different approach. The next one is willingness to accept responsibility. Now, responsibility, this is a mastery conversation. This isn't about duty and obligation. We've talked about responsibility before on this podcast. So I think that as a conscious leader, you get to be willing to go explore, to go venture out into uncharted territory, let's say. You have to be willing to own the results of doing that, whether the results are what you wanted or they're not what you want, the good, the bad, the indifferent. And I think that you also get to inspire confidence so that other people do it as well. Transformational leaders, they get to assume responsibility for each of their choices, no matter what they are. I think the next one is trusting in your team. People need autonomy to develop and shape new ideas. So a conscious leader understands this and then trusts the team, trusting their context, that they're going to define it, they're going to figure it out. You get to give the ball of leadership to your team so that they can step up. You can't create leaders on this planet if you're going to tell them what to do, when to do it, and how to do it all the time. So I think that there gets to be this synergy, and it is based in trust. The next one is the ability to inspire contribution or participation. I think for innovation to happen, part of the team's culture, part of the team's context has to be creativity. As a transformational leader or a conscious leader, you get to expect creativity from everyone on your team, not just one or two people that you think are the idea people. I think everyone gets to be on the team. Everyone gets to be creative. Everyone gets to feel safe enough or be courageous enough to throw out ideas. And a conscious leader gets to be open to hearing all of them. I think there needs to be an established expectation from everyone, including the leader. So everyone gets to think outside the box. Everybody gets to recognize thoughts and ideas, even when they may not generate a result per se. You still get to be open and everyone gets to contribute and trust that everyone is on your team for a reason. So I think transformational leaders create transformational teams where everyone is an idea person. Listen to that, because that is powerful. Transformational leaders create transformational teams where everyone is the idea person. I love that. Anyway, to recap, 7 characteristics of a transformational leader or a conscious leader, and they are being open to new thinking, commitment to active or committed listening, having a talent to broaden people's minds, tolerance for intelligent risks, the willingness to accept responsibility, trust in team members, and the ability to inspire contribution or participation. Anyway, I love these. I would love to hear what you have to say about these. That is all I have for today. I know that we covered a lot in this episode. Go back and take notes. This is really great information. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you learned something new today. If you want to keep exploring the topics that I cover, be sure to subscribe and stay up to date on all of these episodes. And listen, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Follow me on social media, share your thoughts, connect with me, connect with other people in this community. I love growing this community. I want us to keep learning and growing and exploring the world together. And I'm going to end this like I do every week. So remember, you are in charge of your happiness. So go out and create something amazing today just because you say so.